The chairman of the Civil Society Platform on Oil and Gas and Public Interest and Accountability Committee member, Dr. Steve Mantiel, has joined the crusade against the use of the Heritage Fund as source of funding for the government's proposed free SHS. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Mantiel said the fund has been misused over the years and it is not right to continue along the same path. He said Ghana can look out for more innovative means to fund the free SHS other than using the Heritage Fund.
Meanwhile, a youth activist, James Kwabena Bonfe, says the suggestion by the senior minister, Yao Safumafo, that the government will use the Heritage Fund to commence the free senior high school this year is unwarranted. He said the announcement should have been made alongside the budgetary allocation for the implementation of the scheme. Kwabena Bonfe spoke to Georgia Sekri on Behind the News.
This is coming at the back of a statement made by the senior minister. For me, a suggestion which is needless, considering the fact that we know the establishment of the Heritage Fund was with an act of parliament. And you read section 10, establishment and object of the Ghana Heritage Fund. It is clear why it is done. I believe that that suggestion by Honorable Safumafo was needless. It was a cheap suggestion. It was lazy. It was convenient. And it has brought us into this discussion that for me is unwarranted. I want to say that government is doing well by saying, even though I would have wished that Nana Dankwa would have waited for the government to draw up its budget and mention how much it's going to commit to this thing, rather than announcing that it is going to start in September, which has brought us into the funding aspect of all that. But I believe we have the resources and the capacity to fund the SHS. We have done it before in Ghana. We paid for people's school fees from kindergarten to university before.